Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, June 5th, 2023. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you find it to be a satisfying experience?
I did find it to be a satisfying experience.
Ah, that makes two of us.
Uh-huh.
And we have managed to cover the entire theme in that little intro there.
That is correct.
So why don't you explain what we just did?
Okay. It was a great Monday theme. I just thought this was a great Monday puzzle because if you're a beginning crossword solver, this would have been a good one to work on. There were a lot of common words. There were a lot of, things that I think are pretty much general knowledge to most people.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme was pretty clever. So all around a good Monday puzzle. The theme included three totally unrelated answers and clues, but then the revealer brought it all together. So let's review those. 16 across, eating utensil with a serrated edge was grapefruit spoon, which ran the length of the puzzle. And then we had 32 across, Catholic Academy like Gonzaga or Xavier, and that was Jesuit school. And then 40 across, stop dragging your feet, which was quit stalling. And the revealer clue, I got all of those, and I'm like, I don't see any pattern there at all. But mm-hmm. The revealer clue made it quite clear. 56 across, let this be our little secret or a hint to the letter sequences in the theme clues. And the answer to that was, keep it between us. And if you go back and look at the theme clues, you will see that the word IT can be found, the word it, IT can be found in each one of those. And on either side of it is a U to the left and an S to the right. So keep it between us.
Right.
So very clever.
Yes. Yeah, another one of those. Oh, that was cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not too difficult, but amusing. You know, it's got a little bit of humor there. So
yes,
I appreciate the the levity of it all.
And I thought the interesting thing was, I mean, it'd be easy to maybe do it. You just put an S. You know, make whatever word you're looking at a plural. But they didn't do that. The UIT was the end of the first word. And the S was the beginning of the second word in each one of them. Grapefruit,
yes.
Spoon, Jesuit school, and quit stalling.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to be kind of clever there to think of two words that would go together. The first one ending in UIT and the second one beginning with S.
Mm-hmm.
So very clever.
Nice bit of work by Eric Rolfing.
Uh-huh. Yes, and nice job, Eric.
Did I just mispronounce that person's name? No, Rolfing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I liked 14 across. Hi-lo, hello.
Yes.
And that was aloha.
Right.
That was just fun to say. Hi-lo, hello.
Hi-lo, hello. Yes.
And 16 across, I was actually, as far as a clue's concerned, the eating utensil with a serrated edge grapefruit spoon, that took me a bit to figure out.
Uh-huh.
I don't eat grapefruits. And, I at first I was thinking about a spork.
Oh.
But I guess that would be a spoon and a fork. There
right.
wouldn't be any knife part to
no,
it.
No, huh? No.
So.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any other utensil that would fit that description, but I can't think of any that
mm-hmm.
would have a serrated edge that you actually ate with. I mean, knives do, but you don't eat with them unless
you're
crude.
Right.
So.
Or desperate, or drop the fork.
Uh-huh.
20 across, blank Vegas Nev was Las Vegas.
Of course.
And we just had Los, L-O-S, being the start of towns.
In California.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
and we just had that yesterday.
And it was about in that place, I think.
Yes, it was, uh-huh. Yeah. So that was a nice bit of symmetry there.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Let's.
One thing I learned, 39 across, Georgia, who painted cow skull with calico roses. Well, I knew that was Georgia O'Keeffe, but I never realized she spelled her name with two F's. I was like, oh, yeah. And I'm typing in O'Keeffe, and I'm like, it doesn't fit. But I knew it was right. but it's OKEEFFE.
Yeah, that looks almost like a mistake.
It does, but I believe that is correct because I looked her up then, and they have a lovely display of Georgia O'Keeffe paintings in the Milwaukee Art Museum.
Okay.
So if
So
you're interested and you can't go out to New Mexico to see her own museum, go can see some nice ones in Milwaukee.
Apparently she never signed her paintings.
Oh, really?
Yep, and that's probably why so many people have trouble spelling her name,
Well,
because they just
maybe.
don't see it appearing, you
I
know.
guess that would make a
Picasso
difference.
probably spelled it right out because it's like, I'd better do this.
Right.
Let's see. 17 down was interesting. They may appear before a justice of the peace. Elopers.
That's right.
That's a word you don't hear too often.
No. I didn't even know it was a word, but it makes sense.
Would the person who married them be the elopee? Possibly not. Probably not.
I've never heard that word for sure.
30 down. 13-time NBA All-Star Kevin was Durant.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
You did?
I did,
See,
yes.
I see the name Durant and I think Will Durant. Are you familiar with Will Durant?
No.
Author of The Story of Civilization, this 11-volume massive work that he worked on for like 40 years.
No.
Great, but you do know some NBA player.
Yes, I
Okay.
do.
Well,
Kevin
I'd
Durant.
like to apologize to the estate of Will Durant.
Well, at least one of us knows Will
Well, one of us knows Will, one of us knows Kevin. Between the two of us, we seem to have all the Durants covered.
Durant.
Let's see, 38 down. I don't know why. It was a mojito garnish, was mint leaf.
Right.
I started off with mint, and I had an L, and I thought maybe it's lime. It sounded like something you might put in a drink.
A mint lime.
You had a little bit of mint, you had a little bit of lime, but
Oh,
again, it turned out to be mint
mint leaf.
leaf.
That's correct. Yes.
46 down. Password protected, say, secure. So I think once again, the New York Times is slightly misleading its listeners. Password protected does not mean it's secure. I think we should go through basic password protocols and selection. So always pick something that's not a name. Okay, never mind. We won't go through all the rules, but
Probably not a good
I
idea.
did take some exception to that.
Yes.
Did you know 49 down supermodel Kate Upton?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I knew that too. I might have needed one letter, but after that, I was able to get through it.
I thought you were talking about secure there, 46 down, 35 down, they had official reprimand, censure.
Yes.
So you had censure and secure, which use the same letters, except is it one has one extra, has an N.
Really?
Yeah.
You're right. By gum, that's quite the observation there.
Kind of stretching it, but I thought that was interesting.
Right. Let's see. There was something else in that neck of the woods, and I just managed to lose it.
Oh no.
Let me see. We had censure.
31 down. What to mind when exiting the train in London? Mind the gap.
Yes. Let's see. Oh, I know what I wanted to rant about. 50 across, Lamb Chop or Miss Piggy? Puppet.
Yes.
Miss Piggy is not a puppet. She's a Muppet. I don't know about Lamb Chop. That's also a Muppet, right?
No, lamb chop.
Is a puppet?
Sherry Lewis, she had the little lamb chop.
Any relation to Will Durant?
Nope.
Okay, just checking.
No.
So I
I'm making puppet
Oh yeah,
hand
right.
movements
Yeah, I don't know if our listeners
here.
can see that.
Well, I thought about that too because I thought, well, Miss Piggy is a Muppet,
Yeah,
so
they probably couldn't get the royalty rights to write the word Muppet in the newspaper, so they had
probably
to go with
not.
puppet. No, I think that's
That is a little bit of a kind of a misnomer there.
well, I mean, it is a crossword. It is not like the definitive guide to all things cultural. And certainly towards the end of the week, they get a really, fast and loose with the definitions. But in a Monday, I think they might have just missed. They might have just confused a generation of sort of newish crossword solvers. Right. So everyone should know Miss Piggy is actually a Muppet, except when she needs to be a puppet for the purposes of solving the crossword. Because 50 down, that got the first P of puppet was chess piece not allowed to move backward, and that clearly was pawn.
Right.
Okay. I think that was probably, I think we got most of the critical parts of the crossword.
Okay.
One thing I did want to point out, this is only sort of tangentially related, but today Apple was having, was beginning their worldwide developer conference, and they announced that the new name for their Mac operating system was going to be Sonoma.
Oh.
And last month we had, Friday, May 19th, we had 20 across California winemaking county. That was Sonoma.
That's correct.
And pretty much every time you see Sonoma, it has something to do with wine in, as far as cluing is concerned. But anyways, Apple has now named their newest operating system Sonoma.
Well, we might be seeing that in the crossword.
That's what I'm hoping.
A new clue for Sonoma.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
All right. Well, I think that is it for today then. So thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yes.
Remember, you can always give us feedback, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Tomorrow is Triplet Tuesday.
Do, 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 do.
Your chance to see how you do at our Triplet Tuesday event.
Right.
And remember as well, we're going to be doing our poll next week for the Jam Katwa, so this will be your opportunity to weigh in on what you think is the best crossword of the week. We'll only post it on a Friday so that we don't want people to vote too early in the week.
Yeah, you never know what Saturday may bring.
Unlike regular elections, we do not allow early voting. All right, that's it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see all of you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.